This is No Pink Spandex episode 129 for Friday, June 10th, 2011. Here with another episode of No Pink Spandex. If you weren't here last week, just let y'all know that these few episodes that you're gonna hear are from older recordings. We talked about Samurai, I recorded them, didn't get to edit them, so we're catching up until we get to the current episode. But that's a good thing because there's a break. I don't know when the next new episode of Samurai is gonna be, but hey, you get a break and you get to listen to all the old goodies. Yay! Alright, so, forgot, one more thing. The recording that you're going to hear today, it's a little bit on the sound quality, not so nicey. We had some technical issues, but I try to work it out with some shoestring and tape and glue and things. So, if you hear my quality not sounding so good, that's why. Alright, so, I think that's about it, and hope to see you next time. Stay there for the Spanish and let them breathe. Bye. I sat down. I was like, all right, you know what? The day has been long, exhausting. All right, I'm going to sit down, you know, watch me some Samurai, get my nice little juice, you know, sit down. You know, the centuries ago, blah, blah, blah. But, okay, fine. So I sit down, it's fine. No problem. I come, and then it sets up that, yeah, it's all about Jaden.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep.
Forever, oh, we're going ever. Now? Okay.
Forever, ever.
Forever, mm-hmm. ever.
Thoughts.
Kill me now.
Well.
Yeah, right.
It's an episode.
This, out of all of the episodes of Power Rangers Samurai, this was the 9th one.
Yep.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, exactly. We can't even say that. It's up for debate.
Why do you hurt me?
Oh, snap. Yeah. What was the first scene? Was it...
It was the bad guys.
Bad guys, right?
Yes. It was the time to explain the plot, basically.
Oh, God.
I still can't believe it took all these people that long to realize how annoying that was. When I realized it was annoying, like, the second time he said it. Like, weeks ago.
And well, he was rationing it early on. It was like once an episode. But now it's like three or four times an episode.
Yeah.
Lordy, lordy.
And like I said, I just never notice anything he says anyway, so... Mm.
And so he was trying to tell Dayu what the deal was. Like, hey, I wonder why he's after the Ranger.
Yes, because Decker was like, I'm going to go attack the Red Ranger. Is that cool with you? And he's like, oh, I'm surprised that was cool with you because I thought you would hate the Red Ranger because he sealed you away. And then...
It went over his head.
It went over his head. And apparently, Jaden... has a very Japanese last name. So Japanese that they used it in Shinkenger. What?
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
The Shiba family.
Yes.
Yeah, I started something on the discussion thread about it. And people are going, oh my god! I'm like, oh, really, guys?
Yeah, well, you know, it's not... To me, it's believable in the sense that
He's Asian waxing people. And he does look like
a white boy, yeah.
Caucasian.
Obviously, yes, Asian people don't have to only marry Asian people. So that's not the problem. The thing for me is we've established that the powers are passed on through generations. And apparently only one of the five Rangers is Asian, which is weird to me. If you say that, because we see a flashback scene of the past Rangers, they look Asian to me.
But it's only the back of their heads, though.
that's the thing.
Part
like,
of it. It's the exact footage from Shin Venture.
I know, but yeah, it's but the we don't really see their faces. You don't see their faces. You don't see their Asian faces. So that's why they can get rid of. They can get away with it because. Yeah. Hey, look, everybody's hair is dark haired. It's a big
deal.
I was going to say.
They've used Japanese footage to show Decker before, so, I mean, from behind or from whatever, so it's like, whatever.
It just seems to me, I just don't get that. They shouldn't have said that it was the last generation that was fighting them and sealed him away.
Could have been five generations ago.
Yes, because technically if they go by Shinkenger, he would be the 18th head of the family, I believe.
Yeah.
17, 18, whatever, 18. So, you don't have to fight the monster every generation. You know, you can seal him away, and he can be gone for 100 years or 200 years, and then he can come back. And, you know, when you pass down the symbol, somebody might get the symbol and then never do anything with it besides pass it down to their kid. You know, just safeguard it.
The opening actually says that starts off every episode. It says in ancient Japan, this and this and this happened. So I kind of took that as to be what the flashback in this episode was supposed to be flashing back to. Like,
that's what I thought, but then, yeah.
Ancient times, like, you know, a while ago, not just like 10 years or whatever.
Well, apparently being over 30, you're ancient. Well, at least in Jeremy's eyes.
True.
But that's what it sounded like. Yeah, I know I'm old.
The only thing that actually worked into their favor, which makes this, you know, remotely plausible, is that the scene, you know, where they're all getting attacked, you don't see the Blue Ranger get attacked because.
He gets shot by arrows.
And when he demorphs, he still has arrows sticking out of his chest.
Flaming
arrows. It's the one that you actually see his face, so that would give everything away.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is because we've already seen his dad. And we know his dad's black.
And he's alive.
Right. That as well.
He could have survived.
So apparently, everybody got, like, the crap killed out of them except for Blue Guy. I guess. Which means if we ever see Mike's dad, which we will, because we don't think.
Yeah, exactly.
We will. And if they ever mention the Pink Ranger's dad, which they will, it's all gonna be messed up. So, problem. Problem for you, Samurai. Yeah.
It's just really weird how they chose to just do exactly, or basically exactly what Shinkenger did, when it's so totally bizarre to have this multicultural team and be like, yeah, they're the ancestors or the descendants of these ancient Japanese people, and don't even bother explaining how that could be possible. They just go with it.
Well, maybe it would be explained in this thing called Premiere.
I was saying the same thing about Spike and Pink Ranger.
Yeah, that's exactly,
like,
what I was thinking too.
Yeah. And then,
I thought they were
going to
save that for the premiere. But we've just firmly established that nothing happens in the premiere.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, okay. Not nothing happens in the premiere.
Nothing substantial.
How do you know?
We don't know jack about the premiere.
Do you want me to tell you how we know? I'll say it what I say every week because I watched Shinkenger.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Have you seen anything to
where did the crazy horse that freaking Jaden just like magically appear? Oh, look, crazy horse. See, that's something we don't know.
No, like, they don't explain. Okay. In Shinkenger, they don't explain it. It's just he creates a horse out of his quote unquote symbol power. That's all the explanation in the Japanese version we get. And I seriously doubt they bother. If they're not going to explain all this other stuff, I really, really doubt they're going to explain the horse.
Well, they don't. They've already done it. I mean, Jaden paints the symbol for spirit, and creepy spirit guy comes up. Kevin paints the symbol for fishing rod. Fishing rod appears.
Yeah, it's from his imagination or something.
They've all got like Green Lantern powers.
Wow! Yeah,
they do actually.
So there you go. Explained.
Well, I don't think she's looking for an explanation for how it happens, I'm just saying. Or she's just saying, explain it for the appearance in that episode.
Yeah, put it into context. I'm not saying it yet. Come on.
The context is, I need to travel somewhere. Horse.
Yeah. Most likely.
That's the context. I'm sorry. There's not much more behind it than that. Horse. I would have done, you know, like, sports car. Like Prairie.
What's...
Samurai SUV. By Ferrari.
That's later on.
My Prairie.
Wow.
What's wrong with my Prairie?
There are several things wrong with my Prairie, but...
The car was cool. I just had an issue with the driver.
Well...
Yeah, female drivers never know what they're doing.
Oh!
Wow. An Asian. Oh my god.
Oh no. That double problem. Can't see the road.
Oh no.
Anyway, let's get back to, you know, things that
Send
aren't
your
racist.
Hate email too.
Yes, exactly. I was just gonna say...
I was about to say your real email too, but I stopped. So, yeah, you know what bothers me, and some other people brought it up, but it bothers me that now I'm fearful that everything from now on is going to be centered around
Jaden,
and not just Jaden, but like how their quote unquote characters are and how they're developed around Jaden. It's like, now see, like in this episode it was like, oh, Kevin is like, oh yeah, we gotta protect him at all costs and no matter what we gotta I have to say it properly, we have to protect him, we have to protect him, guys, no matter what, you know. And everything is just gonna be like, it's never gonna be something that's, well, with the exception of Mike, right? Because Mike, you know, he's his own thing. But everybody's gonna be like, oh, we gotta protect Jaden and everything's Jaden, you know. And I can't, I mean, you already had a show where the characters weren't that great, and now it's gonna be all around this one character that I really don't give a crap about. I really don't, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, the whole theme is supposed to be that it's supposed to be based around Jaden, but the Rangers are supposed to learn that it's not all about Jaden. You know, that you have to worry about yourself.
Are you telling me about Shinkanger or telling me about Power Rangers Samurai?
Both.
No, you can't tell me about both. No, it doesn't work that way, hun. Okay.
Well, they even talk about it in this episode, so don't even play.
No, I mean, we can say, okay, there's a Sixth Ranger that may be upcoming, so of course that character has a connection most likely with the Red Ranger, but it will at least give us focus on something new. Probably.
You know, again, this is just my interpretation of the source material, but I don't think it's too bad when it comes to focusing on him. I think, yes, at the end of the day, it is him, but they don't drill it into you too much, and they make a point in telling you that it is not just about him. For me, Shinkenger is one of those shows that I think it had an amazing start. I think during the middle, it kind of got a little, not boring, but it was just...
It meanders.
Yeah, and I think it picks up and gets really strong towards the end, and I think all the characters get, I mean, good development for the most part, but it's one of those series where I feel like it wasted a lot of potential.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be like, this isn't going to be like Miss Nick Force or anything, you know? Don't worry about that.
I was
going
to say.
But, I mean, this is my thing, right? It's like, we already have a leader that is very boring. And I don't care. I wouldn't mind so much if you had a central plot that was around a particular person's story. I wouldn't mind if I liked that person. Hard to do when the person is boring.
It's boring.
I don't disagree.
He, you know, he has a secret. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. And, not a very good one.
Mm-hmm. He has a secret.
He's not Asian.
Anyways.
And,
if that's the drama of the series that they tried to set up in the last episode, I mean, they just washed it away.
Yeah, yep. Well.
It depends on who they get cast in other roles. This will easily be the worst kept secret in history.
Oh, that would be hilarious. Okay, we can't talk about this. We can't talk about this. Spoiler, it's spoilery.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, totally. It's like, you're not? No, anyway, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So you don't need Maury to, you don't need Maury Povich to figure this one out.
Yeah.
Lisa, okay, let's go.
Anywho, back to Power Ranger Samurai.
Yes.
Samurai.
Yes.
I don't care. I don't care about Jaden. I really don't care. And
I don't think you care about four of the Rangers, right? I mean, let's be honest. Do you care about Mia? Do you care about Emily? Do you care about Kevin?
I used to care about Emily. In fact, I care about her more when we make up our own stories.
Yes. As long as we discuss her murderous tendencies.
Yes.
She's fascinating.
Yes.
But, no,
the real her? I don't know.
I think it's one of those things where everything eventually comes back to the Red Ranger and they tell you that he's important, but the actual story doesn't necessarily just focus around him. I mean, everybody gets their focus. But you know, eventually it'll be like, yes, we're going to have to come back to Jaden. Because he's the drive. I mean, it's no worse than all these other seasons like Space and Lost Galaxy, where, yeah, the Red Ranger's the most, you know, the story drives around him, but it's not just about him. You'll be fine.
Yeah,
it's the acting you need to worry about.
I'm sorry. That's, it's just, I can't say that we'll be fine when Samurai itself has not been fine.
Fine.
Right, out of all the Samurai's problems, the thing it being too focused on Jaden is, you know, at the bottom of the list. It's got a lot of other things to go with that are bad. So, anyway,
Can we just talk about the scene where Pink and Yellow are fighting the foot soldiers?
Oh my gosh!
Can we? Why are we skipping? Can we? Have, we have no order. Do we have no order, people?
Because really, who cares?
We were talking in general anyway.
So what? Who cares? Like, really? Like, do you really want to go in order for this episode? I don't really give a crap.
There's amazing Bulk and Spike action, and I don't want it glossed over.
Well, it's the same scene, basically.
No, it was amazing. Okay? We had Spike with his fill hat. That was nice. And then they fought the monster with bread, which was great.
Teriyaki!
And then they went back, and then they ran away again. Oh my god, it was hilarious.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. You know what? I'm going to take your sarcasm as realism, because that's just what I do.
That's just the comedic genius of
I thought the scene was cute overall. I still don't necessarily like them, you know, or love them, whatever, being in the show at all. But if they have to be, then that was an acceptable.
I was annoyed that they were stupid enough to flip the scene so the sale sign was backwards.
Well, no, it was the wind. Like, it was a flag.
No, it wasn't. It was completely backwards. And then they showed it in another scene, and it was right, the right way. So unless everything
moved. It was the wind.
It was not a flag. It doesn't blow. It's stationary.
It was backwards. Yeah, it was.
Wind doesn't make things backwards.
Well, no. I guess I pass more of those things than anybody else. Because I see those things all the time, and they're always...
Unless they were advertising at the wall.
First.
They're advertising at the wall.
Yeah.
The Vulcan Spike thing. It's cute.
Yes, and then the Pink Ranger showed up. Oh, she showed up and he was in love. It was adorable. I mean, I don't know why anybody would fall in love with Mia. You know, that's your thing.
Dude, it's the tight spandex around it's the that's I'm just telling you.
Yeah, with the man inside. Yeah.
The Asian man. The secret Asian man.
Yes. The secret Asian man.
So yeah, and I think Tristan would echo the same resentment is that when the women they come in and you know it looks like they're holding off pretty well,
Yeah,
the
they're kicking ass.
Yes, they're like, why are you where are the guys here?
Where are the guys? Oh my god.
I sure hope the guys get here soon. I don't know how much longer we can do this.
Oh,
it's like,
Jake, I'm so glad to see you.
Guys!
Jake's here.
Where are you guys?
The guys are here. They brought their penises. We're safe.
God, I want to go make some cookies now.
I was hoping one of the girls would say, you know, screw the guys. What are you doing just fine?
Yeah, seriously. That would be great, actually. Like, who cares where they are? I want these movies to myself or something.
And by the way, why did it take the guys so long to get there? What the hell were they doing?
They were in the air fighting the big moogers.
No, they were like, I sure hope they get here soon. I was like, where are they? You left at the same time with that cool instamorph. Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, they show up in their individual Zords and combine them. Like, what were you doing? Where were the Zords?
You gotta summon them, hello?
Summon them.
Because it always takes 5 minutes to summon them, right?
And then they
well,
gotta,
actually,
and they
go through the full sequence.
Yes, yes one by one, they stand wait.
They take turns.
They've kind of been doing that lately.
And then they have to run. They have to run into the scene. It's really time consuming.
They literally stand there, each one at a time, to stare at each other.
First.
Yeah.
And they had to one by one turn their swords in a circle.
Whoa.
Good job summoning the bear sword, Mike. Now my turn.
Oh crap, summon the wrong one.
And they erase the laser. They start over.
The Japanese is rusty.
Mike has to go punch Mia and steal the disc again.
So yeah, and the thing what upsets me, right, is that in an earlier episode, I forgot what it was, but like the girls, they were handling either a monster or the moogers just fine, and it was, I think it was American footage, I think that was like the one time we saw American footage, and they were all like kicking butt and whatever. It's like, yeah, what, yeah, and then like all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, we need the guys, oh it's a what? Like, come on. Why do you got to revert back to the stereotypical ditzy blonde crap? Why?
Yeah.
Can I blame it on the producer? Please?
Well, I mean, not entirely.
Yeah.
Well, with that, the added dialogue that they stuck in their mouths, yeah, we can...
Yeah, which is like the Japanese footage is they're not even struggling.
Right?
Like,
Right.
What are you doing? Why are you complaining? You're winning. You don't need the guys when you're winning.
Yeah.
You're just fine. You're kicking butt. In fact, that is why Spike is falling for one of you. You are kicking butt.
Exactly. And, like, the thing is, like, the lines, the way they are, they make the footage look a certain way to you. Like, because there's a scene where Emily's about to get hit and then Jaden jumps, you know, and, like, slashes the monster or whatever. In the Japanese version, I feel like that was just, okay, that was him showing up and helping to fight. But in here, it was like, oh, she needed Jaden to rescue her because she wasn't good enough to do it on her own kind of thing.
She literally went, Jaden, I'm so glad to see you guys.
Yeah. It's like, oh, really? Come on.
Seriously.
And they're turning out to be the damsels in distress when they really don't need
it. The Dome Dolls.
There you go.
Yeah, I think a lot of the problem might be the delivery. Like, I don't really think that it was, like, written to be like, oh, where are the guys? We need them. But it just kind of was said that way.
It comes off that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it could just be, hey, where are the guys? You know, if you put an emphasis on any other word, it'd probably be fine.
But the track record is, oh my goodness, like, this is so hard. Math is hard.
It is not.
Like, one, two.
Mike, can
three.
You help me?
I can only do this when there's a sale.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, whatever. Just charge it. I don't care.
What? Another John?
Five.
Simple power. Money.
Oh, God.
Five. Yeah. What the heck?
What's my hearing?
Spy, are you playing something?
No, it's me.
Oh my god.
No, it's me.
Oh.
Sorry. Can we not wrestle and carry on?
Simmer down.
Settle.
I know you, I mean...
No, I'm doodling. I need an eraser. Sorry.
Doodling? Is that what we call it now? Mm.
Yes, I'm doodling. You know me, I'm an artist.
Yeah, we're not keeping her attention. Great. Podcasting is hard.
Yes. Sorry.
I have to talk, but my husband didn't tell me I could.
Oh my god.
Oh.
It's like, Chaz, can you like help me? Like, how do you? That's the
say the words.
On button.
Chaz, can I talk? Chaz, please let me talk.
God, she's hard.
Can you please not do that voice again? Thank you.
What?
So anyway.
Anywho.
Sip of water after that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's I'm sorry. Normally I would say, oh, okay, maybe the, you know, the girls, the way the delivery is, but their track record has been like shopping and shoes and princesses and dresses and this and whatever. So of course the guys are gonna be like, oh, yes, we're here to save you now.
It's not just their track record, it's any female in the show. Doesn't matter. If you're a female, you're doing some stereotypical female stuff, and that is all you are doing.
Yeah.
Because they are not very imaginative.
Yes, they... I can't believe people are trying to say, no, it's just a coincidence. It's just... That's not the way she was delivering the line. I'm like, Emily delivers lines in one way. And only...
Oh my god! Sorry.
She's either orgasming or borderline retarded.
That's not quite the way I would put it, but okay.
I think it's fairly apt.
Yeah, I don't know.
So after Spike falls in love and the guy saved them and blah blah blah. Oh yes. The Moogers keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. They're like, wow, this is so hard and whatever. And then that's when Jaina is like, biatch, give me your sword.
Yeah, right?
Steals it. It's like, I'll be working on this
practically, he practically should have said that. Just the way the footage looks, like, you know what, this is my sword now, thanks.
And she's like, hey.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What?
Why?
Where am I? What's my name again?
Probably would have just stabbed myself anyway. I should stick to a sewing needle.
Ooh.
I would have liked, because he does this spin thing, right, and everybody ducks. I would have liked if he had actually said, everybody duck, instead of just, they just have to do it.
I thought you were going to say I would have liked if he would have severed the girls' heads.
Well, there's another option, but I was, you know.
Yeah, the one time where ADR would have been helpful and, I don't know.
Right.
Pertinent. Would be, hey, duck. People like, whoa. And then that, I mean, it was just, nah, fire. Woo.
That was fine.
I know you think that's fine. You don't want them to talk. Granted, I don't want them to talk either. But.
Well, I didn't notice it, but as soon as you decide to harp on it, I decided to just jump on that bandwagon because it's samurai.
They saw him steal the sword. They know something's up.
What? Really? Really? It's the same. Math is hard. These people.
He's just going to spin around. And
they don't deserve credit for anything.
Although, when Jaden does spin around, it usually does involve fire. And they've seen that, though. They have.
That's true.
Especially with big swords, fire. I think they know.
So, anyway, the blew up the foot soldiers. Foot soldiers were after Jaden. And they finally saw Master Zandred.
Oh, yeah, that's when they were like, Mad Red Ranger, Mad Ranger, Mad Ranger, Mad Ranger.
Yeah, but then Zandred actually said, Red Ranger, you're in danger. Really? You're going to run around too? You're going to get on that bandwagon? You're going to do that? That's who you want to you wanna attach your horse to, that guy, huh? Okay.
Red Ranger, you're in danger.
Ooh-ah-ooh.
Holy crap.
I would actually kind of like to hear Xander go ooh-ah-ooh.
Just once. Ooh, give me my medicine. Actors,
so technically you do.
Good stuff. But then, I liked Mike's impression of Xander. That was good.
True.
He's like, rah, 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 rah. He's all hamming it up.
Like, what was that about? Rah, 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 rah. I'll tell you, Mike. Thank you for...
Yes. He makes it so that every episode is only, like, 98% horrible. I enjoy that.
It's true.
Wow, that little 2%, that precious.
Hey.
Little nuggets.
I don't think you saved it this week. I really don't.
You know what?
He didn't get a chance to do a lot. True.
I mean, overall, I don't think this episode is that bad. It's just Samurai again.
Well, we're not at the overall portion of the episode. But
I'm just... You just acted like this whole thing is, like, horrible.
I'm just saying, I don't think that Mike is the reason that it's... If anything is good, that he would be...
But I will say...
No, but
before we get there, I actually did like this episode more the second time I watched it.
Wow.
Which is saying something, because usually I go the other way. So, there's that.
I couldn't stand watching it a second time.
Oh.
No, I wasn't going to watch it.
I wasn't
going
to either.
Just side by side with the Shingenger.
Because
then you could see the parts where they actually just Photoshop stuff, which is great. Oh, they do it near the end. They do it.
Great.
Yeah, I have a little screen cap here.
Are you?
Well, I want to see.
I'll make one for you.
Yes, please.
Are you thinking of the blue and yellow?
No.
Oh.
I've got the mic in.
I didn't even know.
Oh, I was talking about when the three of them are standing next to each other, ready to have a sword fight, and the two are laying on the ground. They just switch the bodies.
Yeah, Mike has hair.
It's the exact same scene, but they switch the bodies.
Wait.
What?
They photoshopped it.
I didn't see that one. I'll have to go back. But I've got the other one. I can show you that.
The three of them are like standing in like a upside down triangle, and then at the very bottom of the screen, you can partially see the two bodies laying there. They just switch them.
Great.
So one of them is now a black guy.
Okay, that's yeah.
It looks like just like.
Because I was like, they're laying there for a really long time.
Right.
I know, right?
Like not moving. At all.
Yeah, I thought that was Photoshop when I first saw that. I went, that does not look like it's supposed to be there.
Well, see, their clothes are supposed to be ripped and they're supposed to be covered in dirt and blood, but they weren't, so it made no sense. It didn't seem like they were hurt as much as they should.
It looked like they were sleeping. I was like, I didn't want to bother them. It was kind of
No, it looked like rag dolls to me.
Kevin started talking and they both just clonked right out. That's how it goes.
And that's the thing, like, they still look kind of pretty when they were all lying there, and then, you know, a little dirt, but they looked pretty. And then when they put them to bed, it was like they were sore, they weren't, like, hurt.
Kevin had his arm in a sling like Mike's arcade friend. Oh, I got blown up, my arm's hurt, that's it. Just my arm's sling. Whenever you get blown up by fire, just know all it will do is hurt your arm a little bit.
Just slightly. Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Hey, look, Kevin can play some video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can go play Bear versus Ninja, everybody's favorite game.
Exactly. Part 5, Death Battle.
Bear versus Ninja 5. The growling.
Hey, ain't no stopping the bear, right? What's her name?
I got a boogie down with the bear.
Boogie down with the
bear. Yep.
Boogie with the bear, whatever it is. It's so.
It is. Boogie with the bear.
Wow.
Thank you, Aisha. Thank you for reminding us you're black.
Yeah, exactly. Woohoo! Get out of this power!
Oh, wow. Okay.
Tipper to the group, the show power. What did you say, Aisha?
What?
Tipper to the show power.
Something like that.
Oh, crap. So, okay. Yeah, but look, what's his name? Xandred is like, hey, he needs more medicine. He's got a really big headache.
He was so out of it. He was like,
oh, yeah.
It's like, completely laid out. It's getting more and more absurd with each episode, and I love it. They get to keep the medicine thing going.
And
it
then,
is
what
hilarious.
The heck were those yellow things? Like, random yellow things from in the boat?
Like, I, you know, I don't think I even really understood what it was in Shinkenture. They just kind of show up.
And... Me neither. I think they were like wandering souls or some crap like that. Or
yeah, yeah.
But they never like did anything. They just stood there and
just
were annoying.
And bounce and repeated the same words that people say. Yes. They just got squished at every... Anytime you wanted to show how evil somebody was, they got squished.
Utterly, utterly pointless.
Yeah, so, that was just really weird. I was
but
like,
Honto Kawaii.
Stop it.
I don't know.
Said, but Honto Kawaii.
What the heck?
Really
they're
cute.
No, they're not. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Honto
Spies.
Good job, Asian spy. Okay, so...
Secret Asian spy.
Good times.
So yeah.
But hey, don't forget there was more Bulk and Spike action, which was
not as good as the.
He had his daydream where Mia says she loves him. It's great.
We're in the middle of a battle. I love you.
I just love how his daydream is so long.
Yes.
He was just wrapping his head, but it was so long that he had the whole time to wrap his whole body.
And Bulk just sits there and lets him do it.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the sort of unbelievably absurd stuff I love about them.
I thought it was just a touch.
Oh my god, you can actually see the Japanese footage's head right. Oh wow. And really bad. They're photoshopping
so
that. Yes, they were. Needed to be like farther up or something, but yeah, you could see the head. That's bad Photoshop.
That's the same basic thing they do with the other two. Yep, just crap.
Wow.
Wait. Now I have to look at it in the middle of the podcast. Oh my god! Wow. Wow.
You barely see his head. Yeah, I was like, whoa.
That is impressive.
I'll have to find the other one after the show, though.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, then we get to, then they summon a monster who is Scottish. Okay. We'll go with that.
You reminded me of Flynn a little.
I said I don't get it. When there was a monster that talked like a crazy cowboy, I was all about that. But for some reason, Scottish monster... annoys me. Don't know why. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it
just
doesn't.
Does.
You're.
I don't.
You're weird.
I totally admit it's a double standard, but I don't know. That's just how it is.
I wasn't a fan.
I was.
Well, it was such a cool looking monster too, and it kind of bummed me out. Like, why are you giving him wacky accent when you got a good looking monster? At least the cowboy monster looked like crap.
It was awesome. What? It was amazing, and I was like, oh, there's not enough of him. He was kicking butt. He was doing his thing.
Lisa, it's not Flynn. Let it go.
Say what?
It's not Flynn. You have to learn to let Flynn go.
No.
He's gone.
No.
He's gone.
No, I will not let Flynn go. Okay?
He
saw the past, right? He saw the past, and he was like, look, I have to do something about this. Okay? These kids... might ruin Ranger Ring for me.
Transferred his Flynnness into an evil monster.
Came back. Yes.
Why wouldn't you really? Just to get rid of these people?
Yes.
I mean,
because he understands how much samurai is hurting our souls.
he needs to understand.
Sort of like how Catherine decided to transfer her soul into a Beetleborg, right? That's just how it happens.
You couldn't even hear that crap. It was like two words she said.
Or Chip transferred his soul into the Sentinel Knight.
And that was all mumbled, jumbled, I am deep voice now. I mean, you could hear that.
That was good.
This is like a direct translation. Like direct, like, transference of Flynn. It's true.
Again, we're making up the backstory to make Samurai more interesting, I see.
Yes.
Yep. Flynn transferred his soul into a Nylock.
Yes. Because he was so pissed.
And then went into the past.
Well, yeah. He does have time manipulation powers.
Yes!
That's true.
Oh, God.
He went into the cracks, and...
He just flipped his engine soul upside down, and bam, Nylock time.
Wow.
I mean, really, I like it. I do. I think it's a plausible idea. I do. And I like it so much, it's now canon.
It's just officially, that's it.
Yep. Suck it, Johnny T. Zack. Booyah!
Change the website. Make it.
Exactly.
Go fix the wiki right now.
Flynn / Nylock guy.
They said his name was Rob Tish, which I don't know what that is. Is that a first name?
Hello,
Rob?
It should be Scott Tish. Hello.
Wow. Are you serious?
You need to be a writer.
Come on.
That makes you too qualified for samurai.
Ouch.
Qualified.
Girl, I did. I like the monster. This is like one of the things I did like. And then, so the monster was all getting all angry. He was like, Red Ranger, that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Let me try to take you down. Blah, blah, blah. And of course, Kevin is like, no, Jaden, no. And then, like, focus on the 50 million Moogers that are after your behind. Why are you trying to run away? Okay? Stop running away, black guy. Stop it.
I was just a big fan of the monster asking which one was the Red Ranger when they were all wearing their colors.
I know, right?
Except for Mia. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, but still, I was like, head desk. Yeah.
Look, Mia is trying to run away from Spike, alright? So she's like, I ain't wearing no pink ever. And like, he might catch on.
I still think it's how amazing how they've actually given all the Rangers wardrobes that are very reminiscent of their Shinkenger pop counterparts.
I was just gonna say that.
She's always wearing the stripes and, you know, the little sweatery thing, just like...
Well, if you want to Photoshop easier...
Yeah, and they actually use, like, in this scene, like, the big, like, dramatic run that Jaden does when he's getting shot at or whatever, and he runs and flips. I'm pretty sure the flip part is Shinken Red. I just replayed it right now, and it's Shinken Red. It's a Japanese dude. They didn't refilm or anything. It's just...
Why would you do that?
Takeru. Shiba Takeru.
You're too busy spending all your budget on...
fans for Red Ranger.
Hold on, I'll think of something.
No.
It's like when he's hurt or when he's running, fans. Fans.
Maybe Paul Schreier has $1 million salary?
Well, he's a veteran. He should, but he probably doesn't.
I don't know what else they're spending the money on, because it sure as hell ain't the actors or the quality.
It's the fire effects for Jaden's training.
I believe that.
That's true. Training effects.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Or what's the mega load?
Those night shots don't pay for themselves.
Well, it is more expensive, so.
I guess. Anyway, so the actual plot of the... We should actually talk about that, I think. Was basically... So Jaden is supposed to have the ability to seal the... Xandred. Master X.
Master X!
Because...
Little chips.
His dad could do it, but he has to learn how to do it properly, because if he doesn't, it will kill him, like it killed his father. Well, he said that's the last thing is... Wait, that was Shinkenger, wasn't it? I think it's implied.
I mean, where is his father?
Where's his dad?
So,
he has to learn how to do it properly because when his father did it, it wasn't done properly because he escaped. Never really said anything about dying.
I thought it was that he didn't have enough power. That's what I thought.
Right, but, I mean, in Shinkenger, the thing is, if you don't have enough power and you don't have it mastered correctly, you can do it, but it won't be full strength, and it'll probably kill you. Because that's what's done to everybody in the past.
And so, that is not mentioned at all in Samurai. It's just,
it will eventually.
In the Japanese version, it's made very clear that Shinken Red's father is totally dead. Like, you actually see him with flaming arrows in his actual body, and he drops in front of his young son. You know, he's totally dead. I doubt they'll show anything like that in the American version, but I kind of just assumed, since he's not around and this is supposed to be the Shiba house, you know, that.
And aren't there scenes eventually where the Red Ranger, like, goes to the grave or something?
Yeah.
I think. So, I mean, they'll imply, but they won't say anything. Because in the flashback, the mentor guy actually says he sealed him and that was the last thing he ever did.
Yeah, but that don't mean he died.
No, he became a quadriplegic and just sat there for the rest of his life. He turned into Stephen Hawking.
Because
kind of like Emily's sister.
I'm sorry, but what's his nuts? Kevin's father ain't dead.
All right.
Well, we didn't see that his father.
Everybody dies.
They skipped him and him alone. So the other three are dead.
Look, I'm not saying that there's not a possibility. Like, it's not plausible. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Samurai has not revealed all that crap yet. So,
well, I'm just saying that Shinjinger has revealed all that crap yet.
Well, yes, but again, I am the one that has never seen.
Where would he be?
Right. I feel like if I hadn't seen Shinjinger, I still would have just assumed anyway, based on what they just showed us in the flashback and everything. Like, I just would have assumed he's dead. Like, this is their household, right? Or at least that's what it seems to me to be to me, right?
Right.
So where's Dad if it's their place? You know?
Yeah.
He's in a grave somewhere, is where he is. And so that's why Jake's...
You need to worry about a certain ranger's family when everybody lives in that family's house.
Right. Or well, so, there, whatever.
Dojo house?
Or... Well, a little
bathhouse.
Well, see, or you have the father's like, look, mentor, you stay here, raise my son. I need to go because this guy called Xandra that might come back anytime, and he might come back to this house coming after me. Yeah, I don't want that.
Why don't you teach your son how to do it?
But if I know anything about weddings, I'll call you on your gold cell phone.
That's what he's doing. He's working behind the scenes. That's what he's doing.
Brilliant. Possible averted.
He was driving the van when Kevin was going to get the swordfish. That's it. Oh my god.
Maybe he is the fisherman.
He is the fisherman. Oh my god, he is.
That would be hilarious.
That's Jaden's father right there. Oh wow, that's great.
What if Jaden's father's behind all of this? Everything. What if he's the one that killed Emily's sister?
My god, he is.
Framed her.
And the whole time we thought it was poor little Emily, but what if it was Jaden's father?
Maybe he just convinced her. Don't you think it would be better if you were the Yellow Ranger?
Yeah, he comes as some like random, not fisherman, but like some random like jungle dude and be like, yo, look, your sister is after you.
and it's raining, and he comes with an umbrella to cover her. You know, hello, young lady. You know, don't you think that the world would be better without your sister?
You know, in fact, the way in which he convinces her, because you know, creepy guy going up to Emily, and it is scary. He has a better flute and plays better than her sister.
Yes, and he has candy in a van,
and it's like, I can play you more tunes if you just do one thing. Kill your sister. And she's like, okay. Stab. I'm so sick. Creepy guy in a van with a flute.
Yep.
And I ain't talking about the instrument. Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
Child Protective Services have come and taken Jaden away. Mentor.
His foster father.
Or did, like, get away on a technicality because it was a friggin' wax dummy and not a real baby. Like that.
That's the thing. Yo, mentor was bamboozled. He thought, he gave me a present before he left. Oh, that's so nice. He gave me a little dolly. No, it was a baby. Real
it's
baby.
Like Pinocchio.
It's oh my Pinocchio. God, it's real. What the hell?
It's real.
He drops it.
I'm what a real the...
And starts crying. What the hell?
And, thought the, thing it was about, just and the thing is that Jaden never lies. He will never go back to being a doll. Crap.
His nose will never grow.
Dang.
Then he can bond with Mac and it'll be great.
Wow.
Oh,
we're not
Mac.
Real.
We're not real.
Get real to me, Mac.
Yo, Johnny T, I think you need to call us, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right out the second season, because...
I think I just became a samurai fan.
This is gold right here. This is gold.
Good times.
Fishermen.
Good times.
Yeah.
See, we keep saying fishermen now. Now I just keep thinking of the fisherman from I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like, that fisherman, you know?
Oh my.
Big hook gives Emily the big hook.
Gives, oh, gives it to her. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. What were we talking about again?
Frank Sheba. That's it.
Frank Sheba.
Oh. That's the fisherman's name.
Frank Sheba. And we were wondering where he was.
Right. Do you remember the battle thing? Because we were up to the battle thing, and the Scott Tisch, I'm going to call him that, he was all after the Red Ranger, and then that's when Decker was like, hey, look, you are messing up my plan, man. You need to back up, / So there's like a three-way little duel. I'm like, yo, Jaden, so wouldn't this be a really awesome time to, like, I don't know, take your friends, take them back, retreat, recuperate, let them fight it out? Just saying.
You do a flip and then put your arms on them. Because that protects them.
Yes.
That was ridiculous. In both versions, ridiculous. Like, if you're going to protect your dying friends, I'll put you fight. Instead of just laying down, your arm on one on their back is not going to save them from a stab wound. It's not.
Eh. It was pretty quick. It was over pretty quick. He got up.
Yeah, because the other two saved them.
Yeah.
That's what.
Well, you gotta make them useful somehow.
See, I think what I always liked about Shin Kencher is the way they defined the other four Rangers, like, because two of them were really loyal, and two of them were really good fighters, but it was switched up, so no one character had both characteristics. So it really defined the four of them on their own. And here, I don't think they do it enough with the girls, because when they do it, it makes sense that, you know, the Blue Ranger and the Yellow Ranger are the two that run up to save them, because they're the two really loyal ones.
Yeah.
They'll do anything for the Red Ranger no matter what.
Yeah, it seems completely random here.
Yes. Like, I think they do an okay enough job with Kevin, but the other three, you know, it doesn't, well, maybe Mike a little bit, but the girls especially have no differentiating between them. Like, why, you know, was one better than the other? Is one more loyal? It doesn't really feel like that. And I like it when they at least define them in that way, because even if they have to do it all about the Red Ranger, at least they always show how the other four relate to him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in that episode, albeit I don't agree with how they did it, but in the episode, they were all... Remember that conversation that Kevin was like, look, we have to protect him no matter what, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, yeah, we have to protect him no matter what. He's, like, the only reason that we are here and we need to, like, protect him and blah, blah, blah. So they were all, like, on that bandwagon of, hey, we need to, you know, protect him so that he could defeat Xandred and we can go back to our regular lives. So I can see why in that instance they're all like, hey, we'll do anything, even being blasted by some Scottish dude. You know.
Right. It's just, the way they set it up makes it seem like you could have thrown any of the four of them into any of those four slots, positions in that scene, and it still would have been perfectly... It wouldn't have made a difference, whereas I feel like in Shinkenger, like, they have there's a specific reason why it's blue and yellow, who jump, mm-hmm. you know, in front of the blast and just take it, you know, because that's kind of their personalities. Wait, here it's just like
samurai to have personalities. How dare you?
Yeah, I know. Ask me too much. Even
in this episode, remember how silly it was when Jane goes up to the monster and then the other two guys come up and grab his arms, like, no! No, you cannot! And then they just let go and he runs. Okay. Any two, doesn't matter. Doesn't just whatever. Do what you want. You know, they give him personal.
Well, it's the two guys because they're the strongest. And oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah, the girls couldn't hold him back.
Oh my god, I don't want to grab him.
Oh my god.
They just stand there and go, Jaden! Jaden!
Mike! Kevin! SpongeBob!
I've never seen
Scottish!
Scottish!
Scottish! Mr. Tish! Oh.
It's just so horrible. Like, they're Power Rangers. Like, I've never felt this way about female Rangers before. Like,
really?
No. Like, two in a team. Like, this is our female heroes of the whole season. Like, basically, like, this is what we got for the whole season. Like, nah, I've never felt like this before. Like, there's always been at least one person
of them,
who was like, this is the real tough
this is
chick.
Worse than when the two were Kimberly and Aisha. Worse than that. Because those two were not great.
Let's not get on that. Aisha hates so much now. I mean, she got spunk.
They both, to me, had moments where they showed their attitude, they showed their spirit, whatever, fighting spirit.
It is Fire Safety Week, people.
That's right. She got mad with Tommy. He was like, what's those flies in your back pocket? Don't you take this seriously? Shoot. She about to beat somebody down. I was like, Yeah.
It's about cut you.
You know? But yeah, look, Aisha has spunk, all right? There was a little, a little sassiness. I'm saying, yeah, she the Black Kim, but she had spunk. Okay? These two are the exact same crack, except for one is from the country. Never been on a roller coaster.
Right.
Yeah, they really do a good job of telling us that she's from the country. You can tell. Because that one time she told us, and then that's it.
And she's always comparing the Moogas to some kind of animals, ants.
she still says gosh a lot. So that's something that country people say, right?
I don't think so.
Well, she says it a lot.
I'm from the country, I don't.
Do we have any country people on the panel? Any country people here? Any country people?
Me.
No.
Me.
Okay, I mean, how about Scottish people? Because, wow.
Actually.
Oh, can you speak like a Scottish person and you know, like, the whole... Aw. That would have been great if you just suddenly were like, g'day, or whatever the hell.
Top of the morning.
My Scottish always turns into...
Top of the morning, I tell ya. Sorry.
Let go
of me, Lucky Charms.
Off me, bagpipes. Oh, you're gonna toss me a caber.
They're magically delicious.
Irish.
I know. I was like, wait, that's not. That's totally wrong. Everything.
Well, Ireland's close to Scotland, so it's Scottish-ish.
It counts.
Scottish-ish.
Cousins.
Yes.
Scottish-ish. Yeah.
See, close enough. Pip pip, cheerio.
Wow.
Chimney
cup.
Kangaroos? I don't know.
What was Flynn's line about molasses? Oh crap.
Sweet mother molasses.
Yeah.
Sweet mother molasses.
That was good.
That was good, yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Someone say something.
What?
Just end it down, Lisa. I don't think you can get ready.
Oh, I'm gone. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Samurai.
Yeah. Okay. You mean our take on Samurai?
Yes.
So I love you, Samurai.
New Samurai.
Oh, crap. I mean, the three-way fight thing, or whatever, albeit cool, just didn't make any sense to me, because I would be like, oh, you guys are fighting each other? please. I'm a ticket to go. I'll catch y'all later. Y'all see who wins out of one of y'all.
I liked the fight, but like American television always does, everybody had to start effing talking for no reason, and then Emily or Mia, one of them, who cares, start doing commentary, saying, wow, look at Jane, he's so awesome, blah, 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 just let them fight like they didn't shin catch with the fight. It's a good fight. You don't need to effing talk the whole time. And then you got great lines like, stand aside, Nylock. You both need to stand aside. Ooh, ooh, hey, you told me there, Jane. Look at you.
I didn't have a problem with that. Good. I was more offended with the, I'm fired up, and oh, the swords are on fire.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I'm rubbering your glue, Decker.
No.
So are you. You Infinity.
All of that stuff, like all of that, I went over my head. I was just like, over my head. Except for the fire and the freaking, okay, it's your move. I mean, that's basically the only things I heard. Everything else was just like, I just saw grimacing faces from me and Mike every 2 seconds. And fighting with swirlies. That's it.
Yeah. See, you said that. Now I started thinking about if the grimace was involved in the fight. I'm just trying to think about grimace and making a four-way. I would watch that. I would watch grimace. What? He's purple and big and he could take him out.
Wow. Why don't you just throw Barney in there, too?
But you said grimacing, so I started thinking of grimace.
Hit them with their belly or something.
Yes.
Like, boom? And they go flying.
By the way, did you see Grimace when he first debuted, like, 40-odd years ago? I mean, he was supposed to be a crazy monster. Like, evil monster. And then they made him disappear, and they brought him back as, hey, I'm the Grimace, I'm happy. He was creepy looking.
Kind of sounds like what they did with Lord Zedd. Brought on Rita.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds like what they did with Bulk.
Oh. Hey.
What? He's supposed to be a creepy old guy. Wait.
Well.
Pretty hairy chested 14-year-old, just saying.
Still, I'd rather have him watching my kids than mentor.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although, he's like, where's Jaden? Where's Jaden? Okay, the house is not that big, Heffa.
Like, he's always asking people, where is this person? Where is this? I don't know.
Why don't you look for him?
Why don't you call his cell phone?
Yeah.
Right?
Call Frank called Sheba and see if he's found there.
Are you doing anything else, Mentor? Anything else? Have you done anything?
Oh,
go look for him yourself.
And this other thing, oh my goodness, you know this thing called, like, your little trip wires?
Yeah, the sensors.
Hello!
They only sense evil.
They only sense evil? Excuse me.
Well, you change it.
You can't change again, nothing?
We've been over this. Jaden is an inanimate object, so he will not pick up life
science. No life science.
Yes.
It's made of wax.
Yes, he is a wax dummy.
Oh, man.
Saw that post about the wax and the Snickers. He was like,
Oh, right. He's got Snickers inside, so...
Yeah.
Well, that was a weird line about satisfying my hunger. That was like, what?
That was.
Yep, next episode is going to be something about tasting the rainbow. So it's fine. No problem.
Well, okay. So I liked how Decker jumps up on a cliff about a million miles away
from
him. And they ask, and he's like, who are you? And he's like, really quietly, my name is Decker.
My name is Decker.
And I'm like, the Pink Ranger that has super crazy hearing is for the Gossager adaptation. Because she's got the ears, not this one.
It's a year too early.
This is what I don't understand. This is what I love too. Like, he jumps away, he turns into a human, his back is turned, he's saying his monologue, and they're like, that looks like that guy.
I recognize it's from way that I recognize that dot in the sky.
I think it might be that guy.
The guy with the back turned and his dark hair. Wow! That could be anybody. it's a guy. What's your name?
Is it the Wild Force Ranger? What?
Is that Cole?
He didn't even scream it. He didn't even turn around and said, my name is Decker Mihach.
Are you a Nylock? Oh, yeah, Decker. Well, that didn't answer my question.
Well, that's all you needed to know. That's what he said.
Yeah, nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
I asked you a yes or no question, and you said Decker.
He's not the smartest, sharpest tool in the shed. So, whatever. It's, you know, I mean, he's whispering from, like, 20 feet away. It's stupid. Wow, I love Samurai.
Maybe he has special powers. You don't know. Like, his voice carries. It's a special samurai ability.
He has special Xandred powers where he's, like, whispering into, like, people's...
Yes.
Crevices.
Yeah.
It's for sweet nothings into my crevice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Red Ranger.
I was kind of bummed that they didn't actually have him comment on the reason why he turned his sword around before he used it, because there's like a reason behind it.
Why he turned his sword around?
He flipped his sword around before he cut that rock, because his sword is made to be used backwards. That's why it has all those jagged teeth.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it'll completely go over everybody's head who hasn't already seen it. But it's like, yeah, he flips it over. So, like, the red part is what cuts, and he's, like, demonstrating it to Jaden to be like, this, you're gonna taste this next time or whatever. But that's completely sort of, we don't get that this time.
I got that. I mean, yeah, he cut the, I mean, his sword is all pretty looking, and the red part, ooh, it's red, and it must be representing blood. It must be the badder side. Oh, he cut it.
The whole point is, If I attack you with the normal side, which he did, you know, and really hurt Jane's arm, that means I'm not trying.
Right.
You know, it's supposed to be like, you know, reinforcing, I really hurt you without even trying whatsoever. You're screwed, Red Ranger.
That's the very Dragon Ball Z style of like, oh my god, this guy is incredibly powerful. He's like, oh yeah, well, I've only been using 10% of my power.
You didn't know, but I was wearing weighted training clothes.
So I take them off and I'm faster than the speed of sound.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad no other series would do something like that, like Super Sentai Gokaiger.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And freaking Ninja Storm did that too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's very popular.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really, my true strength.
It's like, you know, I wanna fight you when you're at your best.
Yeah.
And Cole's hair turns blonde and spiky.
It's like, I don't want to beat you. I don't want to, like, fulfill what I wanted. I just want to wait till it gets a little harder. I don't know. I always kind of hate that crap. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he did already establish in past episodes that he is honorable. That's his whole thing is, you know, like, why wouldn't... It's not... I don't get anything out of fighting the Red Ranger if he already just got his ass kicked by a monster. You know?
The fight is what he wants. Like, he wants an awesome, epic fight. Like, he actually said that, didn't he?
Yes.
He's going to have an epic battle or whatever.
In my Uramasa.
In my Uramasa. Look at my Uramasa. Have you seen my Uramasa? My Uramasa is quite cool.
So
what was the name of your sword again?
Uramasa.
Uramasa.
I don't know.
Ula-la.
I don't know.
Ua-u.
Ua-u.
Ua-u-ma-la.
It should be the ula-u. Ua-u-asa.
Ua-u flavor.
Yeah, I think Spike had the ua-u. I think that's what it was. With his two breadsticks.
Breadsticks. So,
yeah.
Greatest episode of Power Rangers ever. Agreed.
After we get through modifying it, yeah.
I would watch the hell out of that show.
It does further the plot, though, and that's why I have such a hard time grading it. It's because
it feels
things
like a
things are being established here. Like, ooh, there's a seal. Ooh, this guy wants a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always nice, again, when it's not just a typical monster, the whole episode, too.
Yes.
Okay, hold on one second. Like, Tristan, use your mic, okay?
That big loud sound, this is me right now because I have to adjust it, but that wasn't actually...
Okay, Okay, now it's like static.
Okay. Wait. We good?
Good?
Alright.
We're good.
Alright. Oh, well, that's everything. I think that's everything I have for the episode. Notes put away.
Notes.
Yeah. Yay. I mean, it's just at the end where Jaden runs away like some little sick puppy.
Are you talking about that?
And that's it. Yeah. Well, I mean, people have to know that's the end.
Okay, Jane says, I'm not going to... He has to talk because everything needs to be monologue.
Yeah, for real. Seriously, just walk away. We get it. We understand. Walk
we
away.
We can't see him run away and hear what he said earlier in the episode and put it together and realize that he's running away to save them from trouble. And, you know, we can't do that. So he has to tell us.
It's like, I have to run away now because I will put them in danger and I cannot have that because we have talked about this earlier that I cannot be the center of everybody's universe.
And that's what just... happens if Kevin hurts his other arm?
That's what's so annoying is that he specifically drilled this into our head why he's so worried about them or whatever earlier in the episode. So why do we need at the very end for him to just repeat basically what he said again?
Like, kids are stupid. Math is hard.
That's not good. And it's just a tired concept anyway. People quitting, and then obviously they're going to come back in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, well.
Hello, to be continued.
I wonder what happens.
Is the show on next week?
They said there wasn't a promo, which I don't know what that means, but
at the end, of the, you know, they didn't show it. They just said,
it was just a generic, Samurai. Yeah.
It wasn't a next week on Samurai.
Jaden comes back to himself.
then again, the last one didn't have one either, right? So.
Oh wait, where was the SpongeBob little pop up this week?
We got two this week.
Did we?
It wasn't any like fortuitous moments. It was just
No, I think there. Like, this one it was kind of funny because he says like something about an opponent or something like that, and then he pops. SpongeBob pops up like he's gonna be it, and I'm going.
I need a worthy opponent.
No.
Yeah, I think that's what it was, but yeah, I was
with the other side of your sponge. No, not the hard side of your sponge. No,
the abrasive side.
The brilliant side.
I still think the first episode where Kevin summons his, or no, not Kevin. Mike summons the his weapon, and a SpongeBob just comes out of nowhere when he's summoning it.
My favorite was SpongeBob putting on the samurai helmet. That was my favorite.
Yes, sounds great.
Put on the samurai helmet. What?
We are united.
Right when the Megazord was putting on the helmet, SpongeBob popped up, so it looked like he was putting on the helmet. It's great. Next week is Jaden's challenge.
It's really about Jaden's challenge.
Yes. Followed by unexpected arrival.
Which I assume is when we
Sixth
get...
Sixth Ranger.
Wait a minute, so Katie's Marco's pregnancy. Having her baby already.
She's having a baby. On Samurai. And then during the whole birthing process, Emma, Emily, and Mia will be standing there going, Katie! 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 Be great.
Just breathe.
Yes, that's the Lamaze. Them screaming at you. But it looks like we're actually getting to a point where they're actually going to have to skip some episodes of Shinkenger.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to, because the source material wouldn't make any sense. Well, because like
because it made sense all up to this point.
Well, one of the episodes focuses on the little Kuroko guys. You know, the guys in black. And they don't exist.
She's the fisherman. It's Frank.
It's Frank. The clan. And then there's another one where it's like really weird. Where like, this monster like creates dudes in red spandex who like latch on to people.
Oh yeah, that one was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so like all three of the guys are walking around with like dudes in spandex like grabbing onto them like children, you know, like four of their limbs wrapped around them. and they think they're like babies.
It's a horrible...
And he even does it to the Megazord.
It's...
They haven't latched onto him, so I don't think they can really translate that.
Yeah, I hope they didn't skip that one, please.
Well, I think they're fully capable of it. I just hope they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it would be really bizarre and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, fits the samurai perfectly.
Wow. If they skip that episode, those two episodes, and it looks like they're going to postpone the Mr. Brown episode.
Postpone, right, okay.
Well, because remember only a few weeks ago, Paul Schreier was talking on his Facebook about the episode. It seemed like he was referring to that.
Was he really?
He said a bulk-heavy episode or something.
Yeah, but they were doing it then. So they're probably just moving it back a little ways. Because, I mean, it doesn't have to be now anyway. It's nothing, like, pertinent.
It's irrelevant, really.
Yeah. So if you skip all of that, then...
It's pretty close to...
Yeah, then they're only missing one more episode when it should be when the Six Ranger shows up. Oh, it's a Mike Focus episode, too. They're skipping.
Oh.
Why would you do that?
Which one is it?
Taking risks.
It's another one where he's frustrated that he's not as strong as the other guys. So he goes off to train by himself. Let's see. I'm trying to read the summary.
It sounds like one of those ones where it's like, oh, we already saw this, basically. He already did this whole running away and training and whatever thing, so we can skip it.
Oh, it's the one where, like, the monster pretends to be the other members, so they all ostracize him, and he feels like crap, and they try to attack him.
Yeah.
Because the monster's pretending to be the other Rangers, oh no!
Yeah, we can skip that one.
Yeah. Well, it's a Mike Focus episode, I mean, come on.
It's just pointless.
So. And then we get to the Sushi Samurai.
We'll see.
Sushi Samurai! I told you he's going to be a hot dog vendor in Samurai. We'll find out. He will be, you know it. So, there we go. Oh, you should rate this episode.
Yeah.
I gave it a 3. Because it actually does, you know, do story, which is, like, it has a lasting effect. It's probably the most story-specific episode that we've had that actually tells you about the backstory of, like, the whole team and the origins or their powers or whatever, and Jaden and Lucille and more of Decker and more of, you know, it's just, like, a lot of stuff. So for once, I felt like, oh, okay, here's where they're going. They're setting stuff up. So that was nice. And the thing with Spike and Pink Ranger, whatever her name is. Mia.
Mako-chan.
There's some people who are like, oh, okay, now we're finally got it, or something, like, and that makes the episode way better than it would be otherwise, and I'm like, well, yes, I mean, it's nice that they added this, but the only reason we knew about it in the first place is because it was on the website, and so many people were expecting it to be, oh, it must be in the premiere or something, where Spike gets saved by her, but it happens now, and it's like, what, episode 9?
And allegedly.
Yeah, right. Way the hell deep in, you know, to the first whatever half, first third of the show. So I'm like, okay, well, it's nice for this episode, but it doesn't make it... Like, if they knew they were going to do this, I would have done it way earlier. Because right now, because before episode 9, I still have no idea, or whatever this episode is, I still have no idea why they're trying to be samurai. Like, that explanation goes out the window now, right? That it was because of the Pink Ranger, you know, and he's trying to impress her or whatever. Because right. That's what I was thinking this whole time, that might be what it was, but now it's not. So it's like, we're back to, I have no idea why they're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of my whole feeling on the entire episode, where it seems like they gave us some stuff, but it also feels like they set themselves up for some failure. We're like, okay, you gave us the stuff with Spike, but now, why have they been doing it the whole time? And on the same page with the Rangers, okay, you've given us some of their backstory, but now their whole genealogy is suspect. So how are you going to take care of that? It just, you know, they've gone forward, but it makes me apprehensive that they're shooting, that they might be shooting themselves in the foot. So, yeah. I don't know, I gave this a 2 originally, but I feel like I want to give it a 3, and I don't know if that's because I liked it more, or if it's because we made it better.
We made it better.
We definitely made it better, but I think we made it, like, a 6, so.
Because I actually feel the same way, and I want to give it a 2, just because I feel like we're finally getting exactly what we've wanted, and now it's like, oh, well, you kind of botched that, didn't you?
It's not enough. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to see the first 2 episodes, not because I think they're good or anything, but because I think it'll just put the rumors to rest and we can move on like a normal season.
I don't think we can recover. I think even once we see the premiere, I think we're just going to be like, oh.
I just don't want to wonder anymore.
Definitively know. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather know even if it's crap. I mean, I expect it's crap, but I just would rather know than not know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I just don't think it's going to help anymore now that we've seen this Pink Ranger.
I agree.
It's well, what's left for the premiere? Why are we invested? Horse. I mean, if we're just learning about
it, together?
Invested is not really.
What lives they came
they
from?
They got together because somebody sent a message. I mean, that's going to be.
The Rangers got together and they said samurai forever.
We'll see. I guess.
Mentor teleported them to the juice bar.
When you're tenacious with attitude.
That's right. But who cares, really? We're just going to see them all in their normal lives. We're going to see Kevin swimming for 2 seconds. We're going to see Mike playing video games for 2 seconds. We're going to see Mia cooking or.
Yeah.
She'll tell everyone just be in the store. She'll be shopping.
Yeah, Emily will be cleaning up the evidence. And, so.
Yes, Emily will be washing the knife.
Yes. Oh, I was just chopping tomatoes and stuff. This is awkward.
Pressure washing the driveway of all the blood.
Yeah, cook this.
Oh my god. Well, it probably tastes better than what she usually cooks, yes. You know. So. Human flesh.
Is that Gosei Pink's ear? Yes, you put it in the stew and it will give me powers to hear.
Yes. Her soul will be inherited to me.
That's right. Mia murdered ears. Let's get that straight.
No.
Oh. Sorry.
So, oh, well.
Next.
Who's next? What?
Wow.
The girls are the only ones left?
Just leave the girls.
Just like samurai, exactly.
They don't know what to do. They
need
waiting's
hard.
You need to leave the guys. I understand.
I mean, it's like numbers and like. I don't know.
Okay, so now I'm going to instruct you on what your rating is. Okay.
Oh god.
Because you're not capable of making the decision, so.
I just want to get back to my normal podcast.
What? I wish the guys can come in and save us. Like, really, I need some help. God, it's so hard. Okay.
Katie, is your life completely unfulfilled now that you've gotten married? Because that's the only thing women ever want to do. So you've peaked.
That's it.
Wow.
I got married, so now what? That's all girls ever want to do.
Not all girls want to do that.
These samurai girls.
No, exactly.
Well, I know those girls do, but yeah.
Those horrible. I don't think anyone understands how upset I am over that. Like,
wow.
I'm just so bothered by that.
It's,
like,
I always think it's amazing that you're the most bothered by it.
I don't know.
Because you're like Kinsey 6 gay, and You're the one that's the most bothered by it.
Kenzie sucks. Great. That's hilarious. But I am. So, it's just so
Lisa,
are you,
so yeah, like, Lisa, are you going to raid or are you making me go?
I don't know what I want to say.
I guess I'm going.
Go.
Lisa, you always go last. Yeah, she does.
I'm always indecisive. Like, it sucks.
Hello, I'm indecisive, but yet...
All right,
you know,
we'll talk it through. We'll talk it through together, right? Because, you know, we can't do this alone.
I don't think...
Girl power.
Share your fight scene. Come on.
Yep.
Now, this... I don't know. This episode, I just found too many things wrong with it. I couldn't watch it a second time. I should, and I don't know.
But this episode, for me, it didn't hurt my brain. I wasn't really...
Hurt mine.
I wasn't, like, viscerally angry like previous episodes. Maybe because we were on break, so, you know, it hasn't seeped in.
I'm blaming my hormones, so maybe that's the reason why I didn't like this. So, I don't know.
But then there are other things that I don't like normal samurai stuff. So...
Exactly.
But then I didn't really hate it. But maybe we made it better.
Well, yeah, if you count we not making it better, I don't know. It just, I don't know. I'm going to stand by my two. Seriously. I didn't enjoy watching it. Other than watching Spike and Bulk, you know, the laugh a minute. That's how I felt the first time. And
so,
maybe...
So, I mean, where does this fall for you, Katie? Like, or I guess everybody, like, in the whole first 9 episodes that we've seen, like, towards the front or towards the back?
You mean back. Samurai or this episode?
Yeah, just Samurai. This episode.
Okay.
Out
of 9 episodes, this is probably, like, 3 or 4.
I would say somewhere around there.
You know what? I would kind of agree with that. I mean... I don't know, just...
Dang, and it's a 2 for you, dang.
No.
Wait,
I was going to say, it's hard because I don't remember the grades that I gave.
This season, I'm not enjoying it. It's like, okay, these Rangers are bleeping stupid, I was going to say. But, yeah, I'm hating it. I mean, I had to force myself to watch this episode today. I'm like... So I know it's getting hard for me to actually get interested in watching the episodes now, and that's sad. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah, for me,
3 is average. I mean, 3 is like, oh, okay, that's a decent episode. That's fine. 2 is it's a little annoying. 1's like, okay, I'm turning it off. That's me. 4 and 5, you gotta impress me. That's me.
I don't know where this episode sits with me, because, like, okay, half of me is like Abomination, don't want to do this.
Abomination.
Kano,
I would help you rate the episode, but I'm far too busy summoning my Tiger Sword, so call me in like an hour.
Yeah, and then half of me is like, well, stuff did happen, you know, I mean, if I don't really agree with how they revealed it, they revealed stuff. So, yes, they advance the quote-unquote plot, but then I don't like the plot. So it's hard for me to say, oh, look, okay, fine. Okay, fine. 2, yo. 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, because seriously, I mean, I don't enjoy watching the episode. It's not something like, oh, this is actually enjoyable. I sit here and things go over my head and I don't care to watch it again. And it's like, if I don't really care, I forgot what episode that I actually watched again and I liked watching again. It was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever.
Was the bride episode?
Yeah.
Probably. You know? And I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch that again. And that was like a solid 3 for me. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, this is not something that I care to go over or watch.
Right.
Or,
wow. Right.
I don't care. I mean, the two, and honestly, I would say it's a solid two. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of them. Yo, like.
A solid two. Solid.
Quantifying the two.
Because stuff happened that did progress. It's yes. just the way it progressed, I do not agree with, and I think it's an abomination, so.
Wow. Yeah. Dang, I just. Wow. Like, I don't like samurai.
Like, that's the thing.
Exactly. I don't nobody here is like, yeah samurai is awesome. You know, like, nobody here really. Yeah,
we need to get that person, though.
Let's just establish that this is a sliding samurai scale. So, like a two in samurai world is like a negative five in RPM world.
Exactly.
So, let's get that straight.
Right.
You know, like a three is like, that's some good stuff right there for samurai. Like, that is pinnacle of excellence, man. Because, I mean, honestly.
So far.
Because the Bride episode was my only three, I think.
I'll have to go back and see. I need to keep track.
I think I've been getting steadily less generous, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've been just brutal. Yeah, I'm just like, I don't care if I give out ones, yo. I'm like, one.
I've pretty much established the fact that I'm never going to give Samurai above a three.
Well.
Pretty much.
I still have hope that there's a four in here somewhere.
I'd like to think there will be something.
These characters are involved, so.
To Mr. Brown, there is no force.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they just took a whole different strategy with the
replaced
six.
Replaced everyone.
I was gonna say, maybe they recast.
With their sisters and brothers.
They had to do a power transfer just like
power
after the first
transfer
album,
that
so
crap.
It's...
Make sure you know. Keep Mike. Mike can stay.
Yes, just like Justin and Turbo.
No, do the Poochie ending from Simpsons where they just go, I have to go back to my home planet and move the cell up the screen. They all just do.
I have to marry a fish.
The samurai rangers exploded on their way back to their planet. The end. Yay!
Oh.
Recast.
Yeah.
Oh, Poochie.
I mean, they could just do what they did with Jason and them, just like suddenly have different people and like different voices. Oh no!
Oh, three of us? Oh, right.
There has to be another way.
And notice how Zach never talked because they were like, "We can't do this.
Like, dude,
we don't have any black people.
I'll never get over. Oh, three of us? That was my favorite."
God, yes, Jaden.
That was the moment, even as a child, where I was like, okay, these three rangers don't sound right.
I was a samurai ranger because I never caught on.
Oh, no, I totally noticed. It's like, what are they doing?
I was wondering, like, how come they never change their clothes? I was like, what's going on? They're in the same clothes over and over again.
Mine was like, okay, Zach, pick a hairstyle. Seriously?
Yeah, true. Braid. Flat
top. Yeah, braid.
Flat top.
Exactly.
Like, what? What the? Is this like, is there a spell on him that he doesn't know?
No, it's called a wig, okay?
Okay, we need to have those three rangers look up at Zordon. Old footage, go!
Right.
The hierography monster is attacking them and they don't know it yet.
Or the episodes where the rangers would be wearing some clothes at the beginning of the episode, in the middle they'd change, at the end they'd be back to their original clothes. Hey, look at that.
Yes.
Okay, I forgot about Samurai, okay, right? Like in this episode. So they were at the Shiba house. I guess I can call it that now, right? It's official. So it's Shiba house.
Shiba.
And so like they're in there, you know, ninja.
The Wind Ninja Academy.
They're in their samurai gear or whatever. And then like they get the call, burm, burm, the siren, burm, burm, and then they run out to the rock quarry in their regular clothes. What?
Mm.
Just run out in there.
Oh, you're right. They were training in their clothes. Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, why don't you just, so they're like, wait, we gotta change first.
We can't go out looking like this.
Even though in the non-existent premiere they apparently did. Like, what the hell?
And basically they have to change clothes because they have to match the footage.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Like, Jaden's little flannel thing really was a lot like, what's his face?
Oh, though I think the Shingenders made the same mistake.
Yes, they did.
so you have to make the same mistake as samurai, duh.
They're wearing their big white robes and dresses.
Shinkenger, you have to do a samurai.
If it's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Include all the wrong.
I remember watching the beginning of the episode when the Fire Rangers run out and they do their cool little insta-morphs. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I bet you it's in Shinkenger. Rewatch the episode? Yep. Aww, yep, there it is. One cool thing.
This is painful. Nothing good is theirs at all.
Again, I say it. I feel pity on everybody else who does, who watches Samurai and then does not do a podcast.
I can't fix it.
Picking out my spot.
Don't you guys understand? Like, you know, we must be crazy to not enjoy this episode because
we're not getting what we want.
Just all about.
Right.
Our expectations are too high.
It's just a kid show, guys. It's just a kid show.
Wow.
I don't know what you want out of Power Rangers anymore.
Like, how many other seasons? They were all kids shows. Every season was a kid show. So, I don't understand. Just, we like plenty just, seasons.
You're just too old for Power Rangers. Now, a year ago, RPM was on. You were not too old for Power Rangers. But now, you're too old.
Excuse me, it's like almost 2 years now. It's like...
Yes, this it's a big difference.
I was such a naive child when I was 24. But now that I'm 26, oh my god.
Yep.
It's just...
For real, hello. Before, you were not a quarter century, and now you're over a quarter century. Like, it's a big difference.